Pastor again?
Blog Talk Radio.
And Olive has to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing.
Power.
to the Acts Church International. Listen, I am so excited. I don't know about you all, but I've been like, I look so forward to Tuesday night. Like, I'd be like, I can't wait till Tuesday gets here, you know? So we just left church on Sunday, but I'd be like, when is Tuesday coming? When are we going to all get together again? And so I've been really excited about that and excited about everything that God is doing. So we've been on this journey dealing with prayer. We're preparing for War Room, the movie. Mm-hmm. We need to go ahead and plan to purchase our tickets so that we can all go and just go see the movie together. It comes out on August 28th, which I think is a Thursday. I can't go Thursday next. I have class, so I want us to try to go on Friday night if we can. Plan that, have a movie night, go hang out. Yes. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I got the packet. But this is what I want to do. Because we've been talking about prayer. We had started kind of in the Bible study for the War Room. I want to wait because I want to challenge everybody to get the War Room Bible study book so that you have the book. So that after we see the movie, we'll be ready to go with the book and we'll be able to launch it. But until then, we're going to be preparing ourselves for that. So towards that end, last week, we looked up scriptures, right, to declare over your life concerning different situations. Have any of you been declaring scriptures over your life since Tuesday night?
Amen. Okay. Yeah. Every day.
Okay. What kind of results have you seen, Leah?
As of right now, not yet.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean
okay.
It's not effective.
Okay. You know? I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. Explain that thought.
Because it's not necessarily my timing. It's God's timing. So God's timing can be a week from now, a year from now, who knows?
Okay.
But still, my prayers, He's still here. Mm-hmm. I just need to have faith that He hears my prayers and that my prayers line up with His will over my life.
Yes. All right. Dion?
Well, coming in to learn the scriptures and to speak them over yourself, it's kind of like the armor we were talking about last Tuesday. It's like a piece is added on.
Yes.
You learn the word of God. Therefore, when any situation comes, you know how to fight it off.
Yeah.
You know, because the word is power.
Yeah.
And when we can speak the word and speak it with authority, so many things can be broken.
Yeah.
And just by having that and knowing that, because you broke it down so well last Tuesday, of all the different sectors of life, of things that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
So in every situation, when something aroused, I was able to go to the word immediately.
Yeah.
And speak over that thing.
Yeah.
Before you even trying to manifest it.
Look at God. Amen. Brittany, you've been declaring scriptures over your life?
I've been reading my plans every day.
Did you go in the book? Commandment morning?
Yeah, I did.
Have you been declaring, commanding your morning?
Oh, I haven't. But with my plans.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. There's a difference between reading the word and declaring the word over your life and your situations. You got to read the word. You need to read the word, right? Reading the word helps to fill us up, right? It helps to prepare us for the day. But speaking the word changes situations. Speaking the word changes situations. So it's good to read it, but we got to begin to declare it. When we declare the word over our lives, then we give God the opportunity to move in a way that he couldn't before because we're unleashing it. And this is the other thing. We can't just read it because, you know, when we read the word, you know, we read it in our head, right? We're not necessarily reading out loud. We're not saying, and the word of God says, da 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 da. But when you begin to speak the word of God out loud, it begins to shift things and move things. But see, that's why we do this. We're doing this so that you all can learn how to equip yourself and build yourself up. I didn't wake up like this with the level of faith that I have. I wasn't born with it. It has come because I've learned to speak the word over situations and circumstances. So every morning, and yesterday, I did not do it. Yesterday, I did not do it. I woke up late. I had to do the call. I was in a rush. Not that I didn't pray, but I didn't command my morning. So let me tell you the significance of commanding your morning. When you command your morning, oh, hold on, let me get to it, because I want y'all to understand the significance of taking authority over your morning and setting the course of your day. We have that authority to set. Oh, Lord, did I not set it long enough? Jesus. Oh, Lord. I did. Oh, the people listening might get cut off. Jesus. My God. I was so excited in setting it up that I didn't change the time. Oh, Jesus. It's. My God. Okay, so. Yes, okay, we got an alternative route. You know, you always got to have a backup.
Absolutely.
Wow, okay. All right. Got it. You got it, Jesus. Okay. Okay. Whoo, Lord. Y'all, let me set this up real quick. And I'll get on here and we'll record for. Okay. It should be. Okay. Okay. All right.